Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What's the stuff about 2.6 billion people in the world population by 2020?
Yes.
What's up with that?
Yes. Check this out.
Right. How many are there now? 68, 69?
No, I think there's like, 6-7 billion people?
Between 6 and 7, yeah.
Yeah, they're saying this. A study that came out, Christian Post is reporting it.
Okay, 6,362. Give me a minute, I'm counting.
Okay, go ahead.
54. Oh, you messed me up. You messed me up. Go ahead.
Well, there's a study right now that there'll be 2.6 billion of the world's population is expected to be Christian by 2020.
How many do they say the count is now?
They didn't say. But what they said was during measured different the continents from 1970 till that year 2020, Africa 1970 had 142 million Christians. By 2020, it'd be 630. The continent of Africa, Asia went. They compared the study from 1970. They're projecting what it will be like. You know, mm-hmm. where growths are going to be and decline. Mm-hmm. In Asia, there was 94 million believers in 1970, and by 2020, you're looking at 420 million Christians are expected to be in the continent of Asia. In Europe, there was 491 million in 1970, and it will only be 580 million in 2020. They said there's being a decline in Europe, and you see that around, I believe, France has 1% Christians.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how the intermingling with why that's happening, because they're intermingling Christian with the state. They were just getting it all, just all mixing it in.
Right, saying, like Germany.
Yeah, they're saying, don't mix it. You know, Stand alone. It's not King George right here. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep this apart. Let's keep this apart here. But that's where that dilution was happening. In Latin America, 269 million in 1970, and by 2020, they expect 600 million believers. And so this global, I mean, it's just, you're seeing a global total that started out in 1970. This is the global numbers. Started at 1.2 billion and you're looking at 2.6 billion. It's pretty amazing. But this is the sad part right here, that in North America, it's including, I guess, United States and Canada, in 1970, there was 181 million believers. 1970, and by 2020, they expect about 308 million. That's That's one of the smallest percentage increase. I don't even think that's double.
Some of the decisions they're making too is they're bringing in Islam and allowing it to also infiltrate the government in regards to, you know, government and the faith, and where it's, France is amazing what they're saying, what they're doing towards Israel. This is, I can't believe what they're doing, where they're broadcasting things against Israel that are not true. No one is not true. Their citizens are telling them it's not true. The television stations are suing the citizen, one citizen, by the way, for even saying that the broadcast wasn't true. I mean, say that. They sued him, and he, after years, he won it in court, but then the appeals court in France appealed it and overthrew it because they're more concerned about their pride and their honor than they are about being right.
Mm.
And that, and it's about the, it was about the Palestinian, they said, that was shot by Israeli Defense Force, and the video they showed that promoted all this stuff, and then they got this young guy's name everywhere. He wasn't killed by Israeli Defense Force. They even have a video of the little boy with his head down. They saying that he was shot. They have another video of him actually looking up under his arm, to looking over at the other guy. I mean, it just wasn't true. But they just made this whole lie up. And you think
they lie?
That's why France is going the way they're going. What, 1%?
Yeah, 1% of France is actually believers. Right.
So that's why you see France taking that demonic stand against Israel, because there's no light. There's very little light there.
Very, very little light.
Which means that's where you go to preach the gospel, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And that changes the heart of man.
Yeah. Because light belongs in darkness. They're saying that agnosticism is the second largest tradition in every country in North America. and it's projected in the United States to triple in 2020. And so you're looking at all these numbers. I mean, I tell you, Asia, and you look at what's happening in Asia and in the underground church, is very, very exciting because, you know, they went through a great period of persecution, at least the Chinese church. But you see that great persecution produced so much fruit for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you know, I think there's a trend here. Book of Acts, there was some persecution that started, and then the church began to grow.
Right.
And so, right. Since we're lacking in numbers in North America by 2020, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. There is a way. There is a way. You know, and a lot of our listeners that are connected to us around the world, and we give a shout out to all of our listeners in the Middle East and in in India, and can't name all your countries that are out there, you know, and all of our American listeners that, you guys are really giving us the perspective that we need, how there is light. There's Christianity in all these places.
Yes.
And to know that we can walk together and encourage you. And believe me, by you joining us and our audience, you've encouraged us and are broadening our perspective to understand how we need to be there and how to have a gospel that's the true gospel that fits in every nation for every people, because God loves all men. Wish that all men would be saved. And so we should give a shout out to all of our listeners out there. Sad to say, I would actually name some of your names right now, but wouldn't be able to listen.
Well, look what's happening in Egypt. I mean, just the new president on his cabinet was able to put some Christians on his cabinet, where before the Muslim Brotherhood was actually persecuting Christians in Egypt. You're just seeing, I mean, I think in America, so many times we're ignorant as mm-hmm. what's going on in other countries and in terms of coming to Christ and believers. And let me tell you something, there are Christians all over the world, all over the world. And I think about those two young ladies in Iran. We spoke about them on VFN radio, that both of them together, I think they handed out 20,000 Bibles together in Iran in a backpack mm-hmm. and were sentenced to Evin prison. And one of the ladies describes that the worst day in Evin, notorious prison, where they beat people and just horrific things occur, mm-hmm. the worst day for her, and there was over a year that they were in prison, was the day that she didn't feel the Lord's presence. And it's like, Lord, you know, I want to be able to suffer good. You know what I mean? Help us. Right. When you see that type of love and commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and what they're willing to do. Amazing.
It's like, oh my goodness, we won't even be king. I can imagine. We won't even
to be Josiah here.
Oh, it's a government by the people, for the people. Oh, I hate watching the news.
Oh my goodness.
Like, you know, I got to read the whole Constitution. Yeah. The Cliff Notes on it.
Who is this running for president?
Is there an app for that?
They only just spent $1 billion getting their name out, and you don't know who's running. Right.
Yeah. Can somebody just tell me what? Here's the out of total. They'll tell you what the Constitution says.
Mm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.